Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey there, awesome humans. Welcome back to Mind Training, your daily dose of stoic wisdom designed to make you feel less like you're drowning in a sea of chaos and more like, well, a calm, collected boss. I'm Taylor Reed, your friendly neighborhood guide through the sometimes messy world of being human. Today, we're tackling a juicy one, embracing imperfection and letting go. You know that feeling when everything just feels off? Like you're constantly striving for this impossible standard of perfection? Yeah, I feel you. We live in a world obsessed with highlight reels, curated feeds, and the relentless pressure to be on all the time. But guess what? That's a recipe for burnout and frustration. It's time to ditch that idea of perfection and embrace the beautiful, messy reality of being human. Now, I'm not saying to go full-blown slob mode, though. Let's be real, sometimes a good nap in your clothes is exactly what you need. What I mean is, let's loosen the grip on those unrealistic expectations and give ourselves some grace. It's about accepting that mistakes happen, that setbacks are part of the journey, and that, good enough, is often more than enough. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you ditch the perfectionism and embrace the beauty of imperfection. First up, remember that comparison is the thief of joy. Seriously, comparing yourself to others, whether it's their Instagram feeds, their seemingly perfect lives, or even just your past self, is a guaranteed path to unhappiness. It's like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole. You're going to end up feeling frustrated and discouraged. Focus on your own journey, celebrate your unique strengths, and remember that everyone has their own struggles. Second, failures are feedback, not finality. We all screw up sometimes, it's inevitable. But instead of seeing failures as devastating setbacks, view them as valuable lessons. What went wrong? What can you learn from it? How can you apply that knowledge to future endeavors? Third, practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes or setbacks. Acknowledge your feelings, offer yourself some support, and move forward with grace. Fourth, define success on your own terms. Stop chasing external validation and focus on what truly matters to you. What are your values? What brings you joy? What makes you feel fulfilled? Success isn't about checking off boxes or meeting someone else's expectations. It's about living a life that is authentically yours. And finally, remember that perfection doesn't exist. It's an illusion, a myth that keeps us striving for something unattainable. Embrace the beauty of imperfection, the quirks and flaws that make you unique, and the messy, wonderful journey of being human. Ever feel like you're constantly running on a hamster wheel, chasing some elusive ideal of perfection? You know, that feeling when you finish one task and immediately jump onto another, never quite feeling satisfied or accomplished? Picture this. You're finally starting to relax after a long week, but then that nagging voice in your head kicks in. You should really clean the bathroom, it whispers. And maybe sort those emails. Suddenly, you find yourself scrubbing grout and battling inbox zero instead of enjoying your well-deserved downtime. Sound familiar? That's the tyranny of perfectionism rearing its ugly head, constantly pushing us to strive for something that's ultimately unattainable. This is where letting go comes in. It's about releasing those rigid expectations, allowing yourself to be imperfect, and finding peace in the present moment. It's like taking a deep breath and saying, "You know what? The bathroom can wait. I deserve this time to unwind." That's letting go. So remember, let go of that grip on perfection. Embrace your imperfections, celebrate your successes, big or small, and enjoy the messy, beautiful ride of life. The key takeaways today are: comparison is the thief of joy, failures are feedback, practice self-compassion, define success on your own terms, and embrace imperfection. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Next time you find yourself slipping into that perfectionism trap, take a step back, breathe deep, and remind yourself that it's okay to be human. It's okay to make mistakes, to have off days, and to simply just be. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on embracing imperfection? Share your experiences, struggles, or victories in the comments below. Let's create a community of support and encouragement where we can all learn to let go and live more authentically. Until next time, stay stoic, stay strong, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.